Hello, everyone. This is Mark Mowry, Chief Investment Officer of Statera Asset Management, with my notes from this month's commentary. I often find it a bit of a challenge working reasonably complex investment ideas into a several-page commentary. But that's not because I don't believe that readers can't understand the context and content of the material. I believe, and I think very properly so, that one never should assume that the intended audience needs any manner of dumbing down of the material at hand. With proper effort, most any idea may be resolved for a wide audience. Rather, the greater challenge comes in crafting a message that's both relevant and interesting to a broad audience, many members of which might not naturally rank financial commentary highly, or at all for that matter, among their personal reading interests. While I might always think the topics we choose are relevant, it can be tough to craft the message in a way that leaves as many readers as possible with that same perspective. Because the messages are near always connected to money, conveying relevancy is hardly the greater hurdle. Doing so in an interesting way, well, there rises the Everest for folks such as myself to climb. As longer-term readers may well know, I generally look to data to play a central role in our messages in the hopes that the data so interest helps that the scenes investment data draw frame the main topics so much more easily than words often can. We find charts generally to be the best way both to express the trends we discuss in the text and to provide the more obvious evidence that we aren't making this stuff up, that we believe in the approach because the evidence in market history provides such strong support for it. Basing most commentaries on some sort of analytical view of market history also may help sustain the longevity of the message. We regularly revisit past commentaries with clients as a means to show that, though past market activity is likely never to be repeated verbatim, we often hear the echoes of the past in more recent market activity. The market's rhyme without specific repeat is itself a cornerstone of our investment methodology. We're not seeking I told you so moments, though. We're much more interested in looking back at our past work in the context of portfolio positioning and near-term market performance as a means to reinforce the investment approach. And we do that primarily with the intent of fortifying the trust that clients have in our work. As I noted in last month's introduction to the commentary, we try to present the good data with the bad. Our performance won't always be positive relative to our benchmarks over near or even medium-term timeframes, but we continue to believe that the methodologies we employ in our investment management work will outperform over the long term. And in the meantime, we see metrics such as those we present in this month's commentary as providing the means to increase client understanding of, comfort with, and confidence in our investment approach, such that they find it easier to endure any mismatches between prior expectations and present conditions. Of course, readers always are free to not want to read the commentaries, and I'm sure that many exercise that right. And clients should be sure to reach out to their advisors where they think a deeper conversation would be helpful. In the end, my hope is that, over time, many readers, clients in particular, find the commentaries both interesting and informative with regard to how we approach investment management, and at a higher level, how the machinations of investable markets may impact their progress toward longer-term financial plans. Importantly, this commentary is not presented as an investment recommendation. The approach described may not be right for everyone. No one listening should take our comments as advice specific to or appropriate for their individual situation. Individual circumstances should be taken into consideration when determining a suitable investment approach. All investing carries risk.